Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night, happy Saturday morning, happy weekend, happy almost Thanksgiving. Now that I think about it, I'm only going to be here for two more days, I think, before Thanksgiving. So let's enjoy this. I'll be here with you for one more hour. It's a four-hour show. Look at me. Look how good I am at math. Sit here for 4 hours. I got 1 hour left. That means I've been here for 3 hours. Hey, Shep, if Sally had four apples and she sold two, how many apples does she have left?
Well, that's too easy because she sold two, so she's got two left.
There you go. No trick question.
Yeah, it was divided by two. You gave me an easy one. The question should be, if Sally has five apples and sells one, how many apples does she have left?
Sally has five apples.
Yeah.
And she sells one apple.
Yeah.
And she has four apples left.
Exactly. There okay, go. I got one for you. If you want to hear
another
one.
Yeah. No, I got one for you first. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. But it's actually a good one, though, I got for you.
Oh, mine's is terrible, then.
Okay, gotcha.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
As much wood as a chuck could chuck.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
So no, I'm not.
Okay, so this is back in the day, right? You can't travel by boat or plane or train or automobile. The Ford industry wasn't around, right? Detroit and all the boomingness there wasn't around. So you got to get to where you got to get to by your horse, okay? Now, you leave on Friday.
This is a long-ass question.
It's not that long, I promise. You leave on Friday.
Ugh.
Okay? And so you got to travel across the country. You leave on the East Coast on Friday.
Oh, my God.
And you get to the West Coast 3 days later on Friday. How is that possible?
What's that thing called? A leap year.
No. I'll say it again. So back in the day, before plane, before boat, before car, before anything else, you can only travel by horse. You want to get to the West Coast. You leave on Friday, and you get there 3 days later on Friday. How is that possible?
Man, I don't know. I told you it's a long-ass question.
Gotcha.
Hey, Kevin from Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give us an answer.
What's good, my man?
What's the answer?
To what? I'm sorry. I was on hold for over an hour and a half waiting, my brother. I was just trying to be patient. And
Jared, do you want me to say it really? You want me to say it really
well,
quickly?
Thank you for being patient. Before we get back to, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Kevin. What's on your mind?
I was just hoping to talk about the Ravens a little bit. And
well, you're here. Say what you want to say. It's all you, man. Go ahead.
I think we're starting to look a little better. It was a shame Joe Burrow got hurt. We really do want to go against everybody else's best players, you know what I mean? We have a little different opinion about our quarterback than the one caller from Indianapolis. Lamar is certainly working really hard he's up for MVP whether people like him or not, but it's been a pleasure to hear you out. It's kind of weird to hear people getting uproar in the keyboard world, but, look, that lady did what she had to do to keep her job, and unfortunately, the only females I look at are the cheerleaders and Carrie Underwood when she sings that beautiful song of hers. The rest of those ladies don't really matter too much.
All right. Well,
but I appreciate
you,
the courtesy, JR.
Oh, sure, man. You take it easy. Have a good weekend, all right?
You too, sir. Happy Thanksgiving, all right?
All right, to you as well. Thank you, Kevin. I didn't even get to ask him the question about the train, Shep. Sorry about that.
I don't think anyone's going to be able to figure this out.
All right. Well, let's save it for the end of the show, deal?
That sounds good. You want me to say it again, or you want to wait to the end of the show?
No. Hey, listen. Okay. I'm making a proclamation right now.
Yes.
We have a very important question that Shep has posed to North America.
Thank you.
And if you can call up with the correct answer to this question, you get the satisfaction of knowing you're smarter than everybody.
Very smart.
Or maybe you're good at Google. Shep, go ahead.
Okay, very quickly. This is before train, before plane, before bus, before any kind of other transportation outside of, you know, horses and buggies. You leave from the East Coast on Friday. 3 days later, you get to the West Coast on Friday. How is that possible?
Okay, done. All right, thank you. If you got the answer to that question, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America, as I mentioned, on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody tuned in, locked in on a smart speaker. We'll be here for one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, got a caller here from D.C. It's John. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey there. How you doing?
What it is.
So I just kind of wanted to call in. I'm a former professional athlete, and, you know, when I hear a media person say that you're just making stuff up, I've seen how hard, you know, these minor league media people work. You know, they're going from play-by-play to go get their intermission report done. And for her to just say, like, I just make it up because, you know, I can't do my job. You know, it makes me mad just seeing someone that, or seeing the people that are the media guys for audiences of a couple thousand, let alone the millions that she has to go to.
I hear you. Do you think there's going to be a punishment that comes her way?
I unfortunately don't, you know, and I can answer that question real quick.
Well, the floor is yours. You've been talking. Go for it.
All right. The horse's name is Friday. You're on a horse named Friday going from east to west.
John.
There you go.
John, you're too great at too many things. That's your problem.
Unfortunately, I would still be playing if that were the case.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Shep, I'm sorry, and everybody else listening, John got the answer.
John, how did you get that? How did you know that, man? Only people who watch Little Big League are supposed to know that answer.
You know, when you're on a bus for hours at a time, stuff like that comes up. You know, you got to ask the rookies a question. Maybe they get it right, maybe they get it wrong.
That's impressive that you got that, man. Well done.
So, John, what were you doing, man? You out here playing baseball?
Hockey.
Oh, okay, cool. For where and for what?
So I started my career in Slovakia pre-COVID, and then been playing back in the States, was in Delaware for a little bit, and was just up in Binghamton at the start of this season.
Oh, up in New York.
Yep.
How'd you like Slovakia? I've had, you know what? I got to be careful out here. How did you like Slovakia?
You know, it was fun. It was a little bit of an adjustment for me. The coach spoke absolutely no English, so it was a little bit tough trying to adjust to that. But, you know, it was funny. When I was over there, they had the locker room kind of set up in a square, and all the vet guys that didn't speak English were on one side, and then all the young guys were over there with the two Americans.
It's wild stuff.
Hey, JR, can I ask John a quick question as well?
Yeah, hold on, Chip. Yes, how long were you out there, John?
I was only out there for a season. I actually had to come back because the whole world shut down.
Oh, yeah, we heard about that in 2020. Go ahead, Chip.
Listen, JR, we talk some hockey, but not a whole lot. So I just want to know this. John, the greatest hockey players of our lifetime, Wayne Gretzky, mm-hmm. Super Mario, you can throw Ovechkin and Sid and maybe, you know, Yamir. Who knows if Eric Lindros held up, you know, in terms of health, he would have been there too. I thought Connor McDavid was going to be there. Why is he having such an off year? It doesn't make sense. We haven't seen that from the other all-time greats.
You know, hockey's a weird sport. I mean, even the best players can look like they have no idea what they're doing at times. And you know, for a guy like him, it can be all mental. And, you know, with their upheaval in the front office, their coach just gets fired, you know, all that stuff can bleed into your game. And, you know, it can make the best player in the world currently, in my opinion, you know, just be a guy.
Oh. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you. You dropped all information today. You even know riddles.
Yeah, well, I like to be a jack of all trades, but apparently I'm a master of none.
Oh, no, you're doing good. Hey, John, thank you for holding it down for us in D.C. Call up anytime, all right?
Thank you very much.
No doubt. Great call. Shout-outs to John for calling from D.C. Shep, Slovakia?
Yes, sir.
Slovakia, man. Did you mention Eric Lindros, by the way? Did you say him?
Well, he was on that track, absolutely,
to
be one of the all-time
that
greats.
That guy ahead got rattled so many times. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he was a Troy Aikman. He was a Troy Aikman of the NHL.
Oh, my. That's terrible.
That's the truth.
My brother called Troy Aikman Captain Concussion. I'm like, that's not nice.
But there's a reason why Troy Aikman lasted in the NFL for, what, 11 years?
Well, now he's on TV, and he's good, right? He doesn't forget anything, right?
He certainly doesn't forget how to, you know, check money in the bank, man. That guy has made it and then some as a broadcaster.
Yeah,
got to give him all the credit in the world.
He would maybe if he kept playing football, he wouldn't have the career that he has now. Good for him.
That's true. He also would have gone down as one of the all-time greats. Unfortunately, he's just got to be, at best, the third-best player from the triplets back in the 90s Cowboys teams.
Maybe the Cowboys would have been a little bit different if it weren't the case. Why, you always stirring the pot, Shep. Relax.
What?
Okay?
You think I'm actually one of the most genuine people in this business, as are you. I don't say anything to stir anything. We got guys on WF.
We're randomly talking about him having concussions, and you just throw it in that he was the third-best Hall of Famer. Like, relax.
JR, Troy Aikman. I'm being honest with you. Like, he was a good quarterback, but
he was overrated.
He was overrated, Jer. He was.
Shep, that's not my point.
Yes.
My point is,
yes,
is that you had to put in your 2 cents on his standing. Instead of us just saying, right, okay, Troy Aikman has been knocked around, you had to throw in his ranking, and it's just, that's what I'm saying, you're stirring the pot.
I'm not trying to stir anything, but when I think of Troy Aikman, I think of a guy that had a lot of luck on his side, that was playing for the right coach, with the right running back, with the right offensive line, with the right wide receiver.
No one will debate he played on an awesome team.
Good.
With absolutely amazing players.
Amazing weapons.
What I am saying is, you couldn't just leave it as, yes, he's making a lot of money. Yes, he's had plenty of concussions. Yes, he's good at what he does sitting up there with Buck now on Monday. You had to go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's good. He was the third. It's like, okay, nobody asked.
Let me tell you something, JR. He's lucky he even gets mentioned in the same breath as Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin. Go. He's lucky to even be one of the triplets.
You understand my point.
No,
though, right?
I get what you're saying. And I guess
it's like, I'm not trying to start a whole you know, point here,
right.
We can have a whole, we can do this for the next 50 minutes.
Right, right.
And so my point is, like, we could have left alone. We can make up an argument in a ranking for every person we discuss.
Sure, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess maybe that's me saying.
Now
that
we're going to get calls. You understand this?
Right, but that is me saying we truly overrate the greatness of Troy Aikman. Like, if you look at what he did from a productivity career standpoint, like, we make it out to be like he was in the Brett Favre, John Elway, Dan Marino stratosphere. Okay, I'm done. I gotcha.
That was the point.
Right.
The point was to not
go there. I get
wormhole
it.
This.
I get it.
Into a Troy Aikman. Where does he rank amongst his own teammates? Where does he rank? That was the point.
You know what? If I'm making $20 million a year to speak on a microphone and do these lame-ass 15-minute segments with Scott Van Pelt, I think I can take a little bit of criticism from Joe Public as well. But that's just me.
That's also not the point.
Okay.
Not the point.
I bet he doesn't make up stuff.
Who?
Scott Van Pelt.
Is he from Maryland, right?
Yeah, he does his Sports Center in D.C. He does a really good job.
People from Maryland don't lie.
No, they don't.
They don't lie. I was going to say something, but that also get me in trouble.
Fair enough.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I will tell you somebody else who does not lie. Kim Mulkey, the head coach of LSU, she does not lie. It looks like down at LSU, the basketball program on the women's side is having a problem. Nobody knows where Angel Reese – well, they know where she is. She ain't playing with the team right now. Angel Reese got benched in the last game. She didn't participate in the game tonight at all. And Kim Mulkey, she had to answer questions about it. And if you've ever heard Kim Mulkey speak, she ain't shy. We're going to hear from her about where the hell Angel Reese is. She's a new celebrity, if you didn't know. We're going to talk about that. I'll get to more of your calls. LeBron James lost his mind tonight. We got so much more to do before we roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
We appreciate your show and the way you are, and there's a reason you are where you are. Thank you, bud.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get this in here because Kim Mulkey is always ridiculously entertaining. She is the head coach of the LSU Women's Tigers, Lady Tigers. We know they won the national championship. We know that they were led last year by Angel Reese. We know Angel Reese, you know, doing the You Can't See Me John Cena in front of Caitlin Clark ticked off a lot of people. Well, I'm sure, as you know, the season just got started on the basketball side, and LSU dropped their season opener to Colorado 92-78. And Kim Mulkey basically came out and was just like, yeah, we need to get ourselves together, and we all need to focus and what have you. And so then they won the next four games, which is fine. They blew the hell out of everybody. And so tonight, LSU took on Southeastern Louisiana, and they beat them 73-50. Angel Reese was not at the game. She was not with the team. She was benched on Tuesday against Kent State. She didn't play in the second half of that game at all. And so, not being with the team today, after the blowout, Kim Mulkey was asked by the media afterwards, and which she was blowing her nose. I guess she was sick. I don't know. She said that, well, let's just listen to her. She was asked where the hell Angel Reese was.
To explain why, it's very obvious Angel was not in uniform. Angel is a part of this basketball team, and we hope we see her sooner than later.
Does that mean it was her decision?
I'm not going to answer anymore. That's it. That's all y'all need to know. Okay?
Okay. He just asked a question. Is it her choice? Did you tell her to stay home? Did she stay? It's a legitimate question. Now you want to know why sideline reporters and reporters, why they deserve a little bit of respect, right? They got to deal with the politics of it, even if it's a legitimate question. We do get some dumbass questions asked a lot, but that was a legitimate one. And so what this would lead me to believe is there's some beef going on, right? There has to be an issue. It's not an injury. Why wouldn't she be with the team? Is she upset with the benching? Is Kim Mulkey trying to send her a message? You need to focus. You need to do this. Like, there's a reason that she ain't there. I hope that there's no type of trouble in paradise. Angel Reese got a lot of criticism, received a lot of criticism, you know, following last season. And we know she's in a different place at life. She's a celebrity. Saw her all over the place at all the award shows. And now she got to play ball. Okay, Kim Mulkey, is she putting her in a place? We're going to find out sooner than later. This is a story that's going to come with a not necessarily a resolution, but we're going to find out the details soon. 855-212-4CBS. Aaron is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Hey, I was calling about that little fun game that you were playing about the traveling on Friday. Did you get an answer to it?
Yeah, we got the answer. We're good. The horse name was Friday.
Okay. Of course. Now, do you want an easy one or a hard one to figure out?
Neither.
Oh, come on now. You didn't figure that one out. You want a hard one or an easy one?
I'm not a riddle guy. Go ahead. I don't have no answer, but go ahead. Maybe people
okay,
will be
I'll
interested.
Okay, I'll give you an easy one. A man lives in a glass house. He's found hanging from it in the house. All the windows, doors closed. The only thing underneath him is a puddle of water. How'd he hang himself?
I don't know. That's depressing, whatever it is.
Oh, now, come on. How about Chip? Can he figure it out?
Does it have something to do with, like, an ice structure?
Oh, man, you are good with that one. You want the harder one, Chef?
That was a hard one.
No, that was an easy one. The hard one is...
Who are you, the Riddler? Like, are we in a Batman movie? What are we doing?
No, I used to be a Cub Scout and Boy Scout leader. So, you know, you got to have these things to get the kids to keep thinking.
Did they care?
Yeah.
I didn't go to Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. I don't know.
What did you do? You got thrown out of Cub Scouts for eating brownies?
No.
Was that a joke at the expense of women that do the equivalent of Boy Scouts?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
No. The whole thing is that the tough one is if a man is the first one to go to work in the morning, he goes to work, he enters on the ground floor, he goes up 7 floors in the elevator, gets off, walks the remaining 7 floors to the 14th floor where he works.
Oh,
then at the end of the day, he's the last one to leave, and he gets on the elevator and goes all the way down to the bottom floor. Why?
Oh, it's been a long day. He doesn't want to take any more stairs. He took it in the morning.
No, every day he has to do this. He's the first one in the morning and the last one to leave.
But what does that have to do with taking stairs?
You got to figure that out.
What's the question?
Oh my God!
Why does he have to do that?
Because he feels like it. Why else should he do it?
He does it every day. There's a real reason why he.
What's the answer?
But it seems obvious. The answer is because. So he's like, wait. So what you're saying is he takes when he gets up in the morning and goes to work. When he gets to work, he takes 7 flights of stairs, and then he takes the elevator another 7 floors?
No, he takes the elevator
for 7
floors, 7
floors, and then he takes the stairs for the other 7.
Correct.
And then when
he goes
home,
he's the last one to get on the elevator.
Sure.
He's the only one in the building.
Yep.
He gets in the elevator on the 14th floor. He goes all the way down to the bottom and then goes home.
If I got to listen to any more of this, I'm going home. What's the answer?
Well, it's a simple answer.
But
JR, here's the thing. Like, I know it's a riddle, but this is, Aaron, I'm going to be honest with you. This is so vague. Like, he can have a multitude of reasons as to why he takes the elevator for 14 floors because guy's had a long day.
Aaron, when's the last time somebody punched you in the face for your riddles?
Not for that. Not
I'm just
for
curious.
Those reasons.
What's the answer?
What is
the answer?
Yeah,
what's the answer? He's like me. He's short. He can't reach above the number 7 on the elevator.
Aaron, you can have better ones than that.
Oh, thank you, Aaron.
And it's also
who's that laughing in the back? You got an audience?
No, that's me. I've actually had to put up with watching the San Diego Gulls lose 10 games in a row.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
You guys have a good weekend.
I thought you had somebody laughing in the back.
Aaron had the San Diego Aztecs last year. He had San Diego State. They did well.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
All right,
Aaron. They beat St. Mary's by 25 tonight.
Let's stop. Well, Aaron, thank you, man. Appreciate the 2 riddles, okay?
You're welcome.
You want a joke from me?
Sure.
I don't have one. Bye. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Gary is calling from Vancouver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary?
Hey, JR. I love your show. You even have riddles, for crying out loud. And what's next? I wanted to talk about Troy Aikman and your sidekick there thinks he is lucky. Doesn't think he's the one of the best quarterbacks in the league, or was at 6. Go ahead. Somebody was going to say something. No,
nobody was saying anything.
Okay. At 6'5" and about 240, he had one of the best offensive lines. He had many. He had receivers. He had the tight ends. He had the running back. I would put him in the same realm as one of the Tom Brady's of the NFL, simply because he won quite a few Super Bowls. And when your sidekick said that he was lucky.
I don't have a sidekick. His sidekick. His name is David Shepard.
Okay, well, Dave, Mr. Shepard, I think that you're. I love your comment, but Mr. Shepard, no, I'm 65, and I used to be a Tom Brady fan. Don't like him. Troy Aikman, when he does the color for the football game, he knows his stuff.
Hey, Gary,
and he was also a great quarterback.
He ain't. What's that, Troy? Troy Aikman ain't in no Tom Brady.
Gary,
space,
Gary, like Tom Brady's first actual year of playing, and I understand it was his second year, but he was a four-string quarterback, obviously, when he started his career.
Yes.
What did Brady do his first year as a full-time starter?
The only time I actually watched him was when he was.
You can't answer that. That's one of the easiest questions that has been asked all night. What did Tom Brady do with Bill Belichick in his first year when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, the infamous Mo Lewis hit if you're a Drew Bledsoe fan.
He tore his ACL and his career ended, the end.
Yes. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl that year, right? He outplayed the MVP and Kurt Warner. Do we not remember that? That was his first year as a starter. What did Troy Aikman do? What did Troy Aikman do his first year as a starter?
That's a good question. What did he do?
He went 0-11. That's where the comparison has to stop. Thank you. Thank you.
You might be right. But
I know I'm right.
Yeah, no, it's not my. It's not a.
I know I'm right. Thank you. And then he had the greatest single, I would say, outside of Jim Brown and Walter Payton and Barry Sanders, he had the fourth greatest running back to ever exist. And he ran behind the greatest offensive line. They didn't win those Super Bowls because of Troy Aikman. I'm not saying he wasn't an asset to those squads, but let's not mistake the fact that Troy Aikman is in the same realm as even Jim Kelly, let alone Dan Marino and John Elway.
Thank you for calling from Vancouver, man. I'm just saying thank you. I'm just letting you know. We got to keep rolling.
Troy, JR, I hate a know-it-all.
Well, who's a know-it-all?
Not you.
Wait a minute. I'm retorting what you're saying. I listened to what you have to say. I'm not saying I'm a know-it-all. Gary.
You and I would have a lot of fun outside talking because, I love the show and I love you two guys. But I would, I'd be arguing with you all afternoon.
Y'all have each other's numbers. Y'all can set it up.
Call
and do
me.
It
call me anytime, Gary. We'll argue right. into the night.
Thank you. Yeah, do that. All right, take it. Don't invite Puff Daddy. Hey, Shep. I told you not to bring that up. I told you, man.
I'm sorry, JR. I apologize.
I told you. That's what you got to leave well enough alone.
That's fair. But if I may.
No. Leave. I don't need the. His name doesn't need to be uttered again for the rest of the next.
I'm speaking to a person that has made a damn good living at being an opinionist. So I'm around you enough. I'm going to offer some opinions too every now and then.
Hey, we want to do it in a structured way, though.
Fair enough.
Don't want to end up all willy nilly, you know. Care about Troy Aikman and his numbers right now? LeBron had 35 points tonight. I want to talk about that.
Trying to book Troy Aikman next week? Is that why we don't want to bring him up? Is that what this is really about?
I don't want to talk to him.
Okay, gotcha. I don't want to talk to him either. Overrated.
He's selling. What is he? He's selling.
Selling something. The guy's always selling something.
Yeah, is it like underwear or houses?
I'm not
boats?
Buying. I tell you what, I'm not buying underwear if Troy Aikman's selling it.
Isn't Kim Kardashian got an underwear deal with the NBA?
Oh,
you want some Skims?
Not from her.
What does that mean? You want Skims from who, what, or where?
I'd buy Skims from someone that's made a living off of being credible because of what they've done on their own right, on their own merit, not someone that made a professional living, you know, because of a sex tape and because of her father being a very famous attorney.
Marco Belletti, you want some Skims?
Yeah, I'm going to pass, but thank you. Appreciate it.
What if I get everybody Skims for the holidays? Come on now. You going to turn down if I send underwear up to the office?
I'll be fair. The only Skims that I've seen is whatever the stuff on the internet. I don't think that's something that I should be wearing ever. Just a hunch.
Well,
I don't think that'd be good for anybody.
let me ask you guys a question.
It's underwear. It's under your clothes.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be good for anybody.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm trying to add a spark to my relationship. I can't speak for you guys.
Hold on. I'm going to mute my microphone. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if men can relate to this or women listening, but, like, when you're in a relationship for a while, sometimes things can get a little stale. And so if Skims can make the difference in spicing things up, and it's the holidays, and so it's that slow time of year, if you guys get my drift, I'm happy to do something to accentuate, things on me. So that's all I got to say. But I'm open-minded to it, JR. I'm not closed off. I thought Marco was pretty quick to dismiss that.
Marco Belletti, say something to Shep. Go for it. All you. You can respond.
No, I'm going to pass on this.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm going to pass, too. I'm going to pass the baton right to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Simple right now. Let's take a look at who's got home field advantage for this weekend and our NCAA football preview sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott. Fairfield by Marriott is the official hotel partner of the NCAA with over 1,000 locations around the country. You'll always have the home field advantage. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your stay. Simple, folks. One thing that I'm going to be looking forward to, college football, tomorrow, I want to see what's going to happen in Maryland. We know Michigan is going to be in town. There's not going to be a Harbaugh. How bad is Michigan going to walk into that house and spank them? I just hope that we don't have all the waterworks and the crying when the game is done. Shout outs to everybody up in Maryland. They got home field advantage. Take care of business, or at least try. Speaking of taking care of business on the home field, the Los Angeles Clippers finally won a game tonight with James Harden on the team. Congratulations. It took, what, six tries? So tonight in Los Angeles, the Clippers beat the Rockets 106-100. James Harden actually hit like a four-point play that broke a tie at the end of the game to help win them. And so, yeah, they break their six-game losing streak. That's five straight losses, or it was five straight losses with James Harden. And we also learned that Russell Westbrook earlier today, he decided to come off of the bench. James Harden had an excellent game, 24 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. He was 8 of 11 from the field. Paul George had 23. Kawhi Leonard had 26. Poor benchman Russell Westbrook only played 17 minutes, had 8 points, was 2 of 9 from the field. I guess this is going to take some getting used to. He decided to go ahead and sit on the bench. Pretty sad, if you ask me, not really. Ty Lue is head coach. He talked about Russell Westbrook requesting to come off the bench. This is what Ty Lue said earlier today.
We had texted and I said we'd meet tomorrow before practice, and he said he wanted to, you know, come off the bench, you know, whatever it takes to win. And we've been talking about sacrifice, you know, minutes, shots, and then he sacrificed and just wanted to come off the bench and see if that would work. And so when he first came here, you know, he's all about winning, wanting to win a championship, whatever it takes to win. And so, you know, it was great to see him do that yesterday.
Okay, well, they won today. They won tonight. Russell Westbrook sucked, but they won the game. James Harden just spoke after his 24 points and game-winning four-point play, and this is what Harden had to say about finally getting a W.
It's a sign of relief. You know, it's been some tough times these last few games, but We got a bigger picture and trying to be the last team standing. So it's going to be a process. And if you guys stick with us, it'll be some great results at the end of the season.
Oh, that's nice. That was James Harden on Bally Sports out in L.A. A matter of fact, hey, let's listen to the four-point play. This is from the Clippers radio network.
Step back with four, straight away Harden with three, a triple in the air, yes! Nylon and the foul! 103-100, Clippers lead, 6 seconds left, Harden a chance for a four-point play! Fear the beer, the Harden era is here!
Oh, I don't know, that call sounded. Congratulations for being optimistic, but the Harden era is here? All right, maybe they win a championship. Maybe, right? They
going to stay healthy. Fear the Harden era is here.
Yeah, that's doing too much, man. The Harden era. Ain't nobody thinking about no James Harden era. They just hope any Clippers fan, all five of them, they all hope that they can stay healthy enough to do something. Good luck. The other L.A. team was up in Portland. And what's up to all my friends in Portland? I need to get back up there. Damn it, I need to go. Maybe I go next week. Hey, the Lakers beat the Blazers 107-95. LeBron James played basketball, which is always fun, right? 35 minutes, 35 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 of 9 from downtown. The hell is wrong with this guy? He's just a different human being. Anthony Davis, 16 points, 14 rebounds. Thank you for our playing. He also played 35 minutes. And all things considered, Anthony Davis has only missed one game this year. Must be something in the water. Let's keep it that way. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Craig is calling from Nova Scotia. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, JR. How are you?
Excellent. Go ahead, quickly.
Congratulations. You went coast to coast here in Canada, Vancouver to Nova Scotia. The whole country, you got it all covered. I just want to say the greatest female broadcaster out there right now, a sports broadcaster, is Kate Burness from TSN. Love you, Kate. Go Bombers!
All right, thank you. Nobody in America knows who she is. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel's calling from Chicago.
Hey, JR, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. You are a genius.
Is your Uber clock still running? You picking up passengers?
No, I'm not. I'm by myself now.
That's nice.
To pick up passenger. Yeah.
Okay,
You are a genius.
No, I'm not. But what are you thinking? Tell me something about some sports, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, you are. You are a genius. You are the man of respect. I don't know you know about music.
Well, good. I don't know anything about much. Do you have a sports opinion, Dan? Come on, man. What's up, Daniel?
Oh, yes. Yes, you know, a quarterback is going to be starting. Justin Fields is going to be starting on Sunday.
Yeah, against Detroit, I heard.
Yes, hopefully, maybe we can win. Then we can start the 7-game streak. Chicago Bears.
Do you think the Chicago Bears are going to go on a 7-game winning streak? You think so?
I think so.
I think we're going to have world peace, too. I don't think this is going to happen, though. What am I saying?
I
don't think so.
Okay. Well, I've been holding for over 2 hours, you know, because you know what? I just want to talk to JR. I love you. I love the station. I don't care how long I wait. I know you're going to call me, but for 2 hours, it's okay with me. All right?
Well, thank you, man. I love you, too. I appreciate you executing or exercising patience. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good weekend. What you doing for the weekend? You hanging out with your family?
Oh, yes. I can't wait for the Thanksgiving. I'm not working on Thanksgiving. I'm not working. I'm going to stay home watching football with my family and friends.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, if I don't speak to you between now and Thanksgiving, you have a good one, okay?
Okay, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
To you as well, Daniel. Thank you for calling from Chicago. Beck is here from Florida. What's up, Beck?
Hey, how's it going, sir? Troy Aikman, I think he's selling wine, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
The last I heard. Did you guys get punked by Frank Rizzo a couple days ago?
I wish I knew who the hell that was.
Jerky Boys. I knew nobody would get that reference from the Bronx Caller like 3 days ago. I thought that was a skit. You guys must have paid that guy or whatever. That was hilarious.
We don't pay? Who's paying anything?
No, sorry, wrong words. But again, something that seemed it scripted. It was hilarious. You know, if not, that's the true, I guess, New York, you know, people, whatever.
That's called, I want to pat myself on the back. That's called me knowing how to control the show to make it entertaining. Thank you, Beck.
Well, real quick, but the guy already got the answer with the horse and the riddle. The other second answer is it's aliens. Obviously, they didn't know aliens back then, but if he got the Friday, it must have been aliens if the horse was named Friday. But real quick with Monday Night Football and a guest you had weeks ago, Lindsey Vonn. Peyton Manning, I don't know if
wait
you ever watched any of the...
Wait.
Okay.
You said Lindsey Vonn was here weeks ago?
No, like a couple months ago, but...
Yeah, there's a difference between months and weeks. What about Lindsey Vonn? She was here.
You don't have that many guests on the show. Like, Emmitt Smith was just on speaking to Troy Aikman, but that
He was on last week, 2 weeks ago.
Right. But again, you don't have many guests on. So when I say when you have guests on, it's a small select group. And again, that was Lindsey, with Peyton and Eli Monday night. That was the greatest, other than you, was the greatest interview / going back and forth, hilarious or anything else that I think the Peyton Manning cast. So with that is, do you think you would ever have Eli and Peyton on your show by chance?
I don't know. No, I don't. Maybe. I'm not searching them out to go, hey, come do the show, but maybe.
No, but I would love you guys. You guys would, chat.
Right. To be honest, if I were to have Eli Manning on, I'd have him on my New York show and I'd bring him here too. So, Beck, I'll look into it for you, okay?
All right. You guys have a good one. Thanks for everything, bros.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Beck, for calling from Florida. Okay. To be honest, I've never met either one of them brothers. I'll catch him down in Louisiana. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and now it's done. I'm going to be back Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you live in New York City, you can catch me in New York on WFAN tomorrow afternoon starting at, I think, 4 p.m. Not New York? Free Odyssey app. You can listen to Shep as well. Shep, when are you on? Sunday morning?
Yes, sir. Sunday, 2 days, 6 a.m. Eastern time. Appreciate you, JR.
Easy. JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Shep, who's coming up next?
Great Ryan Hickey.
Oh, we love Hickey here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. I like Hickey. Thank you, Shep.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person, because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday Early Access Sale happening now. 40% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.